Agriculture Today returns now, and we've for you more information that was passed along to the attendees at the 2017 Beef Stocker Field Day hosted by K-State this past Thursday. Of course, it's important to interject some economics into any discussion of making backgrounder and stocker programs work, and our guest did just that at the field day. Robin Reed is an Extension Associate in Agricultural Economics at K-State, and you talked with producers, Robin, about budgeting for the best economic outcome in raising stockers, raising backgrounders, and you tried to convey several important principles, did you not?
Yes, and I know this probably wasn't the most exciting topic when you looked at the lineup, but I would argue with the Financial Times we're seeing today, the downturn in the farm economy, you know, this is really the time to be crunching numbers, no matter what sector of agriculture you're involved in. But I spoke specifically to the stockers and backgrounders at the field day there on this topic.
So when you get into budgeting, what are the critical pieces of information that producers need to have on hand?
Well, a lot of them they do have on hand, they just don't always evaluate. So I would argue, you know, the first thing to know is what is your cost of production? And we can get into that a little bit later. But just by knowing those numbers, you can make some decisions, you know, informed decisions by looking at those. Specifically, you know, if you know what sales price you're targeting, you can look at futures markets, historical basis. Knowing your cost of production and that expected sales price, you can make some purchasing decisions on how much you can pay for cattle and still make a profit. One thing a lot of operators will be looking at now is, do you background your calves or do you sell them at weaning? You know, this is something that we can evaluate using a budget, knowing our cost of production and the expected sales price of those calves, whether you're hedging or using risk management or not, still have an expectation for what you could maybe sell those calves for and if profit potential is there. So that all ties into marketing risk management. Another thing I talked about at the field day is pasture lease rates. When we actually look at the budget here, you'll notice the biggest cost that goes into, you know, a stocker operation is pasture. And you can shave some dollars off other places, but what you're paying in your lease and what you're stocking at has a huge impact on your cost of production and how profitable you might be. And we know those have kind of ran up in the last 5 years, maybe not so much the last 2 years, but, you know, if you can afford that lease or not is definitely something you can evaluate with a budget.
We regularly talk about the cost of gain, the value of gain. Those are the numbers you're trying to identify here, right?
Yep. So what I did kind of as an example at the field day was to take kind of our five-year average prices for the last 5 years at our example of early double stock and say, okay, what is the typical value of gain that you can get from this? And then how does that compare to a cost of gain in today's dollars? So I started at $186 per hundredweight, slid down to about $172 per hundredweight. That actually gives us a value of gain with the 1% death loss factored in there of $111. And I think most people would agree $111 of value of gain is a pretty good number. So if we start there as our income, then we just need to stack that up to our costs.
And the lead there is that pasture, you say?
Yes. So as economists, we like to break our costs into variable and fixed costs. You can kind of think of variable as what are your cash costs of running those cattle. So as I alluded to, in a stocker operation, pasture really trumps most everything. You know, just in the one that I used, we did $25 an acre at about 2.6 acres per animal, per stocker. And that comes out to be $65. Now, the other costs we add in there, you know, you have some mineral costs, you have labor, vet medical, drugs, marketing, utilities, machinery, and interest. And so in total, that comes out to be, on my example, about $118. So again, 65 of that can be attributed to pasture. Now, these are not everybody's numbers that I'm looking at here. What I used is a subset of our KFMA database and specifically some operations that did a lot of stocker cattle. So I wouldn't call these benchmarks, but they're definitely in the ballpark of what our producers are facing. One thing I'd want to highlight, labor cost. It's really easy to not count your own labor. You know, you might be paying that high school student or college kid to go out and check your cattle, check your fence once a week or whenever. But your management time is also worth something. So when you're figuring those costs, make sure you put something in there.
And not shortchange it. Time. Keep it realistic.
Yes, yes. It's easy to say this can be your hobby, but in the long run, you do need to make some money at it. So I would definitely put in a cost for your management time in there as well.
Where do fixed costs factor in then, Robin?
Fixed costs that we kind of look at are depreciation, taxes, insurance, and your opportunity cost. Depreciation is something that I think a lot of people also undervalue. You know, you have equipment that you're using, that pickup truck that you bought maybe is losing $2,000 a year or so, we'll say, in value. Maybe you're not using it all towards this enterprise, maybe half of that, so let's say $1,000 a year in depreciation just on that one truck. Well, if you only have a small amount of stock or cattle, that fixed cost can really put a big burden on your cost of production. But the more cattle you have and spread that over, obviously that helps. But it's just a cost that you want to make sure you capture, because that money has to come from somewhere when you purchase that new truck. So I would definitely say these fixed costs are something you probably don't always think about but need to be evaluated. The other one is the opportunity cost of investment. Mm-hmm. This is simply if you took the money that you put in this enterprise and invested it elsewhere, what return conservatively could you get on that? And we charge it to the enterprise. So you need to cover this economic cost in the long run for your business to be viable.
So you put the variable costs and the fixed cost together for a total cost number and then compare that to the value of gain, as you mentioned earlier. That's where you come up with a notion of just how profitable this particular enterprise will be.
Yep. And when I looked at, you know, our average prices for the last 5 years, you know, in the last 5 years at this cost structure, stocker cattle, early intensive double stock was pretty profitable. Now, your operation could be drastically different than the numbers I presented at mm-hmm. Stocker Day. So it is really important. You can go on Ag Manager and find this tool, put in your own numbers, and just see how yours compare.
That is the absolute message here, that you want producers to do just that very thing. We'll come back to that in just a second in closing. But you did offer at the Stocker Field Day a look forward as to just what might be happening with calves starting now and going on through the rest of the year, stockers and backgrounders, and whether or not profitability might be at hand.
So, yeah, what I did is if you could survive in the last 5 years and look at a profitable situation, that doesn't always mean going forward that it'll be the same. I used a tool on beefbasis.com. It's the value of gain tool. You can put in information for the Salina market is the one I used, and I put in those same weights, those same dates in 2018, end of April to end of July. And what it gives you is a projected buy and sell price per hundredweight for those animals at those weights. When I evaluated it last week, we could maybe buy a 650-pound steer end of April for 154 per hundredweight, maybe sell it in July at 143. So this is a value of gain of almost $98 per hundredweight. If we looked at our cost of gain, the structure I presented, it's easily below this number, mm-hmm. showing there is definitely some profit potential for next year. But what I said in my presentation is a lot can change between now and then. So it definitely not something to take to the bank. But knowing your cost of gain, looking at these prices, you can definitely start making some plans for next year.
And in fact, just briefly, as you calculated backgrounding numbers, basically the same scenario there, that there is a potential profit to be had.
Yes, I used the same tool and looked at if you bought a 550-pound steer 1st of November and took it out to, let's say, 775 pounds end of March, not a full backgrounding, but a backgrounding enterprise there, conservative gain of a pound and a half, where maybe we're getting those cattle ready to put out on summer grass. But that tool right now was projecting a value of gain of $89 per hundredweight. So depending on your cost structure in the backgrounding enterprise, there could be profit potential there as well.
But producers do need to walk through this exercise on their own. And thankfully, there are loads of helpful tools online, and you've mentioned a couple of sites here, that producers can lean on and run these calculations on their own.
Yes. Yeah, so our website, www.agmanager.info, is where we always point people for all of our resources. Specifically, what I'm speaking to are the farm management guides and the livestock budgets. It's an Excel spreadsheet, so you can just take our numbers and override them with your own and develop your own budget pretty easily. The forward-looking margin perspective that I was talking about is the beefbasis.com value gain tool. Again, that's free to use as well, so you can put that information in your budget to evaluate your plans for next year.
And there is a link to beefbasis.com on the Ag Manager site.
Yes,
not?
Yes. So you can get all this information off of Ag Manager if you want to go to one place.
Tap into that, producers. It's really helpful in walking your way through the budgeting for your stockers and backgrounders, which was what Robin spoke about at the recent Beef Stocker Field Day here at K-State. Robin, thanks for sharing the information with us.
Thank you, Eric.
An Extension Associate in Agricultural Economics here at K-State, that's Robin Reed. We'll return with more in a moment on the K-State Radio Network.